listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. We have a special program today, since Havana has just hosted the 17th Summit of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP. Stay tuned. The heads of state and government and the heads of delegations of the member countries, together with invited guests of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, got underway on December 4th here in Havana to commemorate the 15th anniversary of this alliance, founded by leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, with a view to strengthening Latin American and Caribbean integration in the face of growing threats to regional peace, self-determination, sovereignty, and stability. ALBA TCP is made up of the following countries: Antigua and Barbuda, Cuba, Dominica, Grenada, Nicaragua, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Venezuela. Suriname was admitted to ALBA as a guest country at the February 2012 summit. Here are some remarks made by Ralph Gonsalves, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, at the summit here in Havana.
Comrade Raul, Comrade Nicolas and Daniel, the other comrades, leaders of the various countries of ALBA represented here, the Cuban people, the students from Cuba, Latin America and the Caribbean, and internationally, comrades and friends. Today represents the 15th anniversary of the founding of ALBA TCP. This integration mechanism is at the forefront of the unification of the progressive movements of the Latin American and Caribbean civilizations. This integration unit, mechanism, process is organic in the sense that the strengths and weaknesses and possibilities and limitations of the various members are dissolved into an integrated whole, where the whole is greater than a summation of the individual parts. The central purposes of this integration movement have been and are to lift the level of living and life and production of our people in our America in the interests of their humanization. To the extent that imperialism is the antithesis of this integration mechanism, it follows that ALBA TCP is at the fountainhead of the struggle against imperialism in our America. Accordingly, ALBA TCP represents the best of our Caribbean and Latin American civilizations. And to the extent that the central contradiction in our hemisphere is between imperialism and those who are resisting to affirm their dignity and independence, it means therefore that all patriotic Latin Americans and Caribbean people are duty-bound to come together despite any ideological or political differences to combat imperialism and the hegemony of neoliberalism. And any progressive person or group in our Caribbean and the Latin America who decides to function contrary to the noble aims of ALBA TCP are unwittingly compromising themselves with imperialism. We therefore call for the broadest unity of Latin American and Caribbean peoples against imperialism and neoliberalism. And in this regard, the young people present here tonight have a very special role to play. Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. It is blissful for an old man like me to be alive, but it is heavenly to be young. And an especial obligation rests upon you in our America. An anniversary is about, among other things, a remembrance, a memory. And therefore, we must remember Fidel and Hugo Chavez and their heroic work in building ALBA and laying the foundations for this extraordinary unification enterprise. There are some people who don't want to remember, you know. There are some people who tell you that history is bunk. But if you don't have memory, and if you don't learn the lessons of our history, you would be dehumanized. We have to learn from our past, know where we are presently, and to assess calmly our strengths and weaknesses, our possibilities and limitations. And to that extent, when you read the declaration which we adopted today, you would see that your governments sought to arrive at a very clear position, both in relation to where we were, where we are, and where we should be. And we must never, ever fail to realize that of all time, only the future is ours to desecrate. I repeat, of all time, only the future is ours to desecrate. And we must therefore resolve to avoid a desecration of the future. We have a duty, therefore, to resist imperialism, resist those who would wish to establish a hegemony over us, and we must seek to build a better life in our own interests. Please, students who are here, take to heart what I've said. Thank you.
Ralph Gonsalves, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we're presenting a special edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show dedicated to the 17th Summit of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our Americas People's Trade Treaty, ARBA TCP, held this past December 14th here in Havana. At the summit, the participating ALBA leaders emphasized that integration and regional unity are the only way to confront hegemonic world powers which have left our peoples politically, economically, and culturally subordinate and vulnerable. They highlighted the social achievements of ALBA TCP, seeing millions of Latin American and Caribbean people benefiting from the policies and cooperative programs promoted by the alliance. Progress was also made in the bloc's economic and financial spheres, especially since the establishment 11 years ago of the ALBA Bank, with the development of various infrastructural, productive and service projects in the different countries of the region. The summit's final declaration condemned the aggressive and interventionist policy of the United States, which, with the complicity of national oligarchies and the corporate media, combined with the consequences of the application of harsh neoliberal models, are the fundamental causes of dangerous regional instability. ALBA leaders expressed their rejection of the threat of the use of force by the United States against the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and the expansion of criminal coercive measures against the Venezuelan people. They rejected also the activation of the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, TR, against Venezuela, calling Washington's recklessness the main threat to peace and stability in Latin America and the Caribbean. At the ALBA TCP summit here in Havana, member states also condemned the coup against the constitutional government of Evo Morales in Bolivia, as well as attempts by Washington and the OAS to destabilize nations with legitimate constitutional governments like Nicaragua, Cuba, Suriname, and the Commonwealth of Dominica, whose Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit won re-election last December 6th. With broad support. They firmly rejected also Washington's revival of the obsolete Monroe Doctrine, as they also demanded respect for the self-determination of regional peoples, sovereignty, territorial integrity, and non-interference in their domestic affairs. The final declaration of the ALBA summit here in Havana reads, "We, leaders of ALBA countries, reject the shameful distortion of Latin American reality by the United States and the oligarchy elites of the region that seek to conceal the true origin of mass demonstrations against neoliberalism in nations like Chile, Colombia, and Bolivia. They blasted the self-proclaimed champions of human rights and democracy who increasingly resort to militarization and repression to sustain a neoliberal model clearly in crisis. They also condemned the U.S. campaign to discredit and sabotage the international cooperation provided by Cuba in the area of healthcare, which has benefited millions of people, as well as the blatant pressure exerted against several governments to interrupt the acceptance of Cuban supportive cooperation to the detriment of the rights to life and access to medical services for their citizens. ALBA members confirmed the importance of preserving the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, a mechanism to promote the common interests of regional nations through political agreement with respect for diversity. At the 17th ALBA TCP Summit here in Havana, member states welcomed the incorporation of Antigua and Barbuda as a full member of the ALBA Bank, as of November 4th this year. The meeting's final declaration states that the challenges our nations face reaffirm the need to close ranks in the face of external threats, interference, and aggression with full confidence in victory. As ALBA's founding principles clearly stipulate, the bloc seeks solidarity not as an end, but as a means to fulfill are America's universal mission. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.